Then again, if you sit with your own thoughts for a while, they can reveal some mindset-changing ideas. But scaling down wasn't just a plan for getting rid of our physical belongings. It was also a plan for achieving mental clarity, in creating a personal life that was bare of all but the essentials. The parallels to my work started to become evident, what was truly necessary and what wasn't. By decluttering my thoughts, creating an inbox zero for my brain, if you will, I was able to look at my day-to-day business much more clearly because the distractions were now gone. I hadn't been able to clearly express my reasons for the way I had been working until that moment. This clarity highlighted something I had unconsciously been doing for nearly 20 years, even before going out on my own, and that was building a business full of resilience, driven by the desire for autonomy and on most days enjoyment. In other words, by scaling down every aspect of my life, I realized this was how I had successfully built my business all along. I had benefited immensely by resisting the typical avenues of growth and business expansion. Hey, I was able to move to the woods on an island. And now, for the very first time, I understood why. I had been building a company of one. Introducing a company of one. At first, I felt alone in my assumption that more isn't always better. But then, during the writing of this book, I found that there is an amassing army of others who feel very much the same and whose business decisions are backed up with growing research and studies. It turns out that some of the most successful brand name companies and individuals are companies of one at heart. Living in Tofino gave me the opportunity to take up a daily ritual of going for a morning surf. One day, I was out in the lineup, the place just in front of the breaking waves where surfers wait to catch rides with my accountant friend. We were sitting out there, waiting for the next decent wave, and he turned to me and said, "I'm stoked. I've just about made enough to take the rest of the year off to go rock climbing." It was August. Puzzled by what he said, I missed the next few waves that rolled by. Once he paddled back to the lineup, where I still was, he explained that he had calculated what he needed to make in profit in order to cover his cost of living and put a decent amount of money into investments. He had figured out the amount of wealth he needed to be comfortable and didn't feel the need to accumulate more. Past that, he said, he didn't need to have more money, so he stopped working when he hit his enough amount and travel for the rest of the year. He didn't want to grow his accounting business into a bigger company with employees and offices in every city. If he did, his enough number would grow from having to manage more employees and a bigger business. He wouldn't be able to spend as much time rock climbing or surfing. His focus in business was being better, not growing bigger. I quickly began to realize that I had adopted a similar mindset. I knew what I needed to make to cover my business and my life so I could decide to slow down when I had reached enough as well. It's assumed that hard work and smart thinking always result in business growth, but the opposite is often true. Not all growth is beneficial, and some growth can actually reduce your resilience and your autonomy. Just as I learned new skills in self-sufficiency that were far outside my realm of knowledge, companies of one can do the same. Indeed, they'll need to in order to stand out and thrive. In truth, embracing growth appears to be the easier route more often than not, since it's easier to throw more at any problem that might pop up. Want more customers? Hire more employees. Need more revenue? Spend more. Fielding more support requests? Build a bigger support team. But scaling up might not be the best or smartest solution to the basic problem. As a means to generating higher profits, what if you acquired more customers simply by creating more efficiency so you didn't have to hire more people? What if you generated more revenue by finding a way to spend less, again, for higher